It is the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike joining us in the studio today. Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli is with us. There is a meeting of the Marquette City Commission coming up Monday. That's a little bit out of the schedule, but it is a holiday time of year, and I guess that makes sense. Good morning, Mike. Welcome.
Good morning, Walt and Mike. And yes, month of December, we have meetings back-to-back to accommodate the holiday season.
So as we look at the agenda, it looks like a fairly short agenda, fairly quick meeting, but beyond the recognition of some members of boards and committees and appointments, there is a couple of presentations, including one that has to do with the retirement of Fire Chief Tom Belt.
Yes, this will be Tom's last few weeks on the, in his position. He's retiring January 1st, and I had to coerce him a little bit yesterday to convince him to show up Monday night.
Going to say farewell.
Yeah, officially. The mayor and the commissioners would like to certainly say, you know, thank you, if nothing else. And, not a huge ceremony.
Well, it is, yeah, but it's a recognition of his years of service to the city. And, of course, wish him well in his retirement and his life of leisure that he'll enjoy now. So
he's done many, many great things with the fire department over the years, and he's turned it into a really well-functioning professional department.
Another presentation will be from the Waterfront Safety Task Force, which has been a very important factor with the miles of beach that the city has. What's happening with that?
Yeah, back about 5 years ago, the city established this task force to make some changes and recommendations, which have been implemented along our water or shoreline. And occasionally, they will get together again to reevaluate and look over things. And this is simply a report from them in a verbal form. And later on in the agenda, there'll be an acceptance of that report in written form.
Well, one of the other things, of course, is the consent agenda, which has a good portion of quick vote business on it that has to do with some of the budgets and whatnot. But as we look at new business, that addendum report from the Waterfront Safety Task Force is on there. But one of the other discussions has to do with something that I'm kind of familiar with work that I do with some of the organizations, but other groups as well. The City Commission guidelines for the request and use of city parks for large events. What are you talking about there?
Well, that is a policy, internal policy that we have, giving basically staff direction from the commission as how to schedule, operate, prepare our parks for regular use. And, you know, it kind of is more specifically, for example, Mattson Park, which has a festival in infused summer. And, you know, we basically developed an internal policy where we try to regulate the use of that park so that it isn't a festival every week for a lot of different reasons. You know, we like the public to have access outside of a festival, and we also have want to maintain the facility. I mean, the grass and everything gets pretty trampled with festivals, so we kind of develop a process to make sure that we can do that.
Has there been some things that have come up in the last couple of years that maybe are recently that are being looked at and maybe being addressed with this, or is it just streamlining a process or making the setting a better schedule?
Actually, it's we've had this policy or process in play for several years now, and what this action does is just actually bring our written policy up to speed with what we've actually been doing.
Oh, okay.
The policy that we're looking at here was adopted in 1999. It's just never been officially updated. Mm-hmm. Although we've changed our procedures, we're just kind of aligning everything through this action.
Another new business item on the agenda is a request for a license to use city property at 1 Peter White Drive, and that's out at the island, isn't it?
Yep, that's the Watershed Partnership facility. They want to construct a solar panel to assist with their electrical needs, and part of the process is they have to put it on, of course, city property, because that structure and building is ours, and this action is to grant them a license to use the footprint for the solar panel.
Well, it'll be a quick meeting. It looks like fairly nondescript from that sense as we're getting into the holiday time of year, but it is a little bit off of the regular schedule in terms of getting through the end of the year and the Christmas time period. So it'll be this Monday at City Hall at Commission Chambers, and we, of course, encourage everyone to stop in. And I know that one of the things also is that with this particular The particular commission now, they have added at the end of the meeting another, they've returned the public comment, second public comment session. So there's an opportunity for folks to say more if they wish.
Yep, that's correct. There's a public comment at the beginning of the meeting or relatively early in the meeting, then at the very end, a second public comment, which generally gives the public a chance to comment on something that's going to be talked about and then react to the decision that's made at the end of the day.
The meeting will be coming up Monday evening, 7 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli with us this morning. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you. Always a pleasure.